Broadcasting from Hollywood, California, it's Grant's Rants, Hollywood Talk.
We pop the champagne cork on a Thanksgiving panel, talking dozens of hot topics, from housewives to horror films, Brangelina, Gaga, Kanye, and we question, is Taylor Swift a lesbian? We look at Oprah's favorite things, autumnal cocktails, and way too much more to talk about now.
Let the ranting begin. It is our Thanksgiving special here at Grant's Rants, and I have a very dynamic panel to discuss the latest and greatest. Let's introduce everyone, shall we? From episode number 23, it's Lori Marlowe.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Lori. Welcome back.
So many things since I was on last time because of your show. Yes. I was shamed by myself into building a website. Because you said, how can people reach you? It's like, I have Facebook, Twitter. So, LoriMarlowe.com. I built it myself. And I got an amazing New York literary agent who chants for a daily advice book that draws on Nichiren Buddhism. So, I wanted that bad. My passion project that had been over at Overbrook is now being looked at by a major studio, and I won't say anything about it because I don't want to display the energy.
Yes.
And then I'm going to New York for 2 weeks in the summer for a show that's going to be at the Signature Theater.
Wonderful.
So I'll be helping the producers on that.
It sounds like everything is just great in your
you
world.
You little catalyst. You can take part of the credit.
I don't know. From episode number 10 and 20, it's James Law Jr.
I'm back after all these. I used to come back every 10 episodes or so. We're now 20, I guess, at this point. However long we're at.
So. What do you want to say? What's going on? Anything new?
Okay, so I wrote
this
down.
What isn't new?
Okay, so I wrote this down really quick. I'm just going to list it. I have a new podcast, a new podcast, Cameron in the Lot. I have a new web series, The Weekly James Law Jr. Show. I celebrated 1 year of my BHL show, Breaking Into, and my AfterBuzz show, GH Report. I also have The Bold Breakdown on AfterBuzz TV, and my radio show is going on 2 years, The SOS Show with James Law Jr.
How many days a week are you recording? Because that's like, you can do one a day and still not get them all done.
Yeah, literally, I have something new coming out every day, Monday through Friday at least.
That's a lot of content.
Because I also have a blog that comes out every day, thesuperorganizeruniverse.com, and I've been interviewed by 3 different people recently, The Brett Davern Show, LA Talk Radio, and Carolyn Topol for Soaps. So I have stuff coming out right now. Almost every day something coming out.
Wow. I have a factory of media.
Yeah, you know me trying to build my empire.
Good for you. I'm glad to have you back on the show. And from episode number 36, it's Katrina Nicholson.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome back. Fresh out from a job that we discussed last time you were.
Yeah, that was, we both did the same job, and that's how we know each other. So I guess that's the silver lining in that. Other than that, I'm starting a new job tomorrow, so I only have 3 days for my first week, which is actually so nice. Like, I get trained
for deal.
I know, right? And I get paid for the full week, so
which
wouldn't have happened at the old job.
No.
So I'm happy about that. And then
I'm happy that you're free from that.
Aren't we all? And other than that, I'm going to be so much less miserable.
Amen. Cheers to that. We're drinking champagne as we do this show, by the way.
Cheers to that.
Yes.
Work. Who needs it?
Less misery.
Yes.
Less misery.
And my new friend, Jesse D'Angelo from the AfterBuzz TV after show for Finding Prince Charming is here to join the panel.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm glad to have
time.
You. Yes. First time
first
on the
time.
Show. And we'll hear more from Jesse and we'll have a show with him coming up, of course. But I want to get his perspective on some of these topics. So let's get started.
It's Ramp.
Let's talk. First of all, we did this last year, last Thanksgiving panel. We had to talk about Oprah's favorite things. This list, first of all, Oprah, I see you. I want to just say I see you because she's got 3 of her own products on this list.
Yes,
oh my God.
And if you go to Oprah.com, she's advertising that you can buy these products on Amazon more than once. So there are 104 items, but are there really 104 items on the list?
Ooh. Isn't that like when you like your own posts on Facebook or when you favorite your own tweet? I'm like, we get it. You like what you say.
It's almost worse than that because it's Oprah. And we know you don't need this
that's
money.
That's
like,
sell out anyway.
But you're right. There are not 104 legitimate choices on this list.
No. I'm already looking at this stupid poinsettia flower pot cake. Why do you need a cake? as a flower pot.
I hate it.
That makes me mad. If I saw this in someone's house, I would break it.
I think Gail probably picked that.
Gail definitely picked that one. Her stepdad, what's his name? Her husband?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, put that one on the list.
I need to understand the unisex shoelaces. What are unisex shoelaces?
Yeah, so what stood out to us? Was, I get, Lori, this is what stood out to you. Was this something you would buy or you're just confused?
Yeah. Oh, heck to the yeah. Grand. Okay, the skinny-looking down jacket.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's retouched, but it looks skinny. It
how
looks
much?
Downy.
I want to say if we know how much the prices are, the numbers. We have to reference this list. It's on Amazon and
Home
Magazine.
No, it's $189, 20% off. And this is brilliant. See, it's to cook spaghetti, but it also has a colander built into the lid. Come
look,
on.
I have that on.
I've had one of those built into
college.
Yes. Oprah, you're a little late with that because I got that from like Walmart as a freshman in college.
I feel like this list was not that good. I felt like many of the items were really bottom of the barrel and the pricing was crazy.
It was a little underwhelming.
Yes.
I think it was a little, there was no wow, like, oh wow.
These salt and pepper shakers that were $38 each.
For one.
For one.
For one pepper.
So, for
so
salt,
you're only
pepper,
getting
no.
salt, not. What?
Probably have to provide your own spice.
Yeah. I mean, no. I'm saying, like, you get one of them
one,
for $38.
But it's an 8-inch, and they're, like, the color of the rainbow, right? You
basically.
Get a different whatever color you want.
Yeah, you can get any color, yeah. Big deal.
Like, talk about frivolous spending. Like, you got $38 for a damn pepper
meal. Yeah, God.
Right. And
I'm okay with it. I'm not mad with any of these things. I think it's so ridiculous. I expect it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that got me was the Aura Frame digital frame, which is, you know, you download the app and stuff. $400.
Okay. Yeah. This digital frame, it's a dust collector.
Yeah,
I hate
no one
digital
uses
money.
Digital frames.
Nobody
tacky.
Uses them. And they said, oh, well, they were on The View promoting
mm-hmm.
this, of course.
Yeah.
They said, oh, well, you can get this for your grandmother, and you can, you, me, my cousin, we can send grandma pictures to go on the frame. If I give my grandmother a Wi-Fi frame, do you think that she's going to have this set up and charged and ready to go?
It'll be a coaster.
In 10 minutes. This is, first of all, this is like an old gift. This is a gift no one wanted from like 8 years ago.
Even when it was new.
Yeah. This is not going to last.
No, this made me upset.
No, this is actually like anger inducing. I still remember our digital frame that we had, and my dad was so set on making it work, and it was ugly. And it would like glitch all the time, and the pictures. Yeah, no.
And then they had like this fake
no.
cashmere shawl, and the language around, you can almost have cashmere this for $165.
Yes.
I want real cashmere for $165.
Yes. As the grandparent of the group, what we do is I have one friend be a kid, each grandchild. I get the new picture and just switch it out. That's all we do every year. It's so
That's
simple.
That's all you need.
That's
yeah.
all I need. I don't want this digital thing. I mean, it's just too much. I don't want my kids spending that on me. I'd rather them spend $400 on a cruise for me than.
Yeah, right.
Could you imagine giving an 80-year-old woman a digital picture frame?
Yeah.
What a headache that would cause for them.
And you'd have to set it up. And you yourself wouldn't want
to
do that either.
And they have to be on Wi-Fi because it has to sync with an app.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not buying anything like that. It's too expensive. It's too damn expensive.
What I did like, because I'm a gardener, I did like the organic grow kits. They tell people all the time, even if you live in apartment buildings, you can actually grow something in your windows or in your house.
Okay.
And they were not that expensive. Also, as an organizer, I liked the travel roll cords.
Yes,
they
those are helpful.
But as a gift, I'd be insulted.
That's
for you.
Oh,
I like it.
No, because obviously travel, I hate having cords everywhere. And I'm always about pouches and things inside of things.
Yeah.
So
how much are
together.
Those? That wasn't that bad.
They're
right?
like 25 or something.
Yeah,
really
it wasn't
expensive.
That bad, yeah.
And I actually kind of liked the creative co-op stoneware mini bakers with lids. That you can do self-use if you're a single person.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cute. And also, you have a table of all of us. I mixed for each of you guys my game hands. You get a game hand, you get a game hand, and you get a game hand.
Yeah, that's what she was thinking.
Right.
She was going to hand out Cornish game hens at the show if she would have still had it.
Yes. There you go.
I like that we have an organizer here to reflect on this list.
Yes.
There's something for everyone on this list, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. The thing, here's what I found interesting. the adult coloring books. This is a new thing.
They're big right now.
They're huge.
This is a new thing. And I'm only interested in it because Alanya Van Zant gave it to Oprah to try. I love everything that she does. So if she gave me a coloring book, I'd be equally interested. And not that expensive.
So what did Yelena choose?
$32 per set.
Have you ever actually sat down and tried to do one? Because it's really frustrating.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult.
Well, they say it's to de-stress.
Honestly, it made me uncomfortable.
I
had to find the right type of... I had, like, crayons. You can't do it with crayons because it's too small.
Yeah.
Like, the it's too detailed.
Oh, right.
So I had to buy
colored pencils.
Yeah, I had to buy colored pencils. And then I had to buy a pencil sharpener. And I was like, this is too extensive. I'm not an artist.
I'd rather color in a child's coloring book, honestly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
right?
At least bring
the
nostalgia factor.
Oprah would disagree. She says, Alanya recently gave me a few adult coloring books. And filling in the blanks has become one of my preferred ways to de-stress.
Really?
Who knew? Besides being just plain fun, these three will help with mental agility, focus, and inner peace.
Wait. So you're telling me you have a hard day at work, you're going to come home, you're going to sit on the couch, and you're going to pull out a coloring book, and you're going to start scribbling down all your feelings? Like,
and then get a sharpener.
Where's my sharpener?
Those coloring books are promising a lot, though. They're promising a lot. Agility.
It's not going to deliver.
It's flexibility.
I'd rather do a puzzle.
I
have one that's Paris, but it's so pretty. I don't want to color it in.
Oh,
I just go through the pages.
Just read it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm loving these jelly cats. I don't want to get them for a child. I just came from seeing Incredible Beasts and
I saw
them.
Those. I thought they were too expensive.
Are too expensive.
What's so good about
they're
them?
Like, because you
like
want to hug them.
They're like the new Beanie Babies.
I was just going to... My
stuffed cat and my stuffed teddy bear would like to play with them. I love them. Geminis is supposed to really like stuffed animals and dolls, though. So,
but really, what's the selling point?
That they're fantastical.
That they're
and
cute
cuddly,
and soft,
and they're called jelly cats.
I think what you just said, they're trying to make like a new Beanie Baby. It's like stop trying to make.
They're
Beanie
still
Babies
trying.
Happen.
It's done.
Happen.
It's done. That day is done. When we pay.
I'm not spending any bucks on grandchildren.
I just want to point out that Lori has cutouts from the actual Bible O magazine.
Bible.
We have printouts and notes from online, but she has the real Bible.
Yes, I cut into the precious old magazine current edition. I did it for you.
Nothing sacred.
Oh, I thought she would buy me a new old magazine. Oh, whatever.
You know what the biggest disappointment on this list is? This goat cheese cake. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It was at the end of the list. It's number what? No, it's, I don't even, it's ridiculous.
When I saw that, I just,
number
76. I didn't read that it was
number
97. Cheese because I skipped. When the first thing on it was a cake, and then I saw another cake, I just hit next right away because it's so insulting. I'm going to order a cake.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, get me prepared. It's not even a real cake. It is a goat cheese layered structure, and there's all succulent plants built like screws.
So you can't even
cheese.
You can't eat it.
I guess you can because it comes with to-go bags, resealable to-go bags.
But there's
I'm not
plants
even lactose intolerant, so I'm getting sick.
Yeah, can we get a picture? Where's the image of this?
It is $135 if you're interested. Please don't gift this to me.
And it doesn't have the things
out.
That I love
it. I don't think it's in here. Because
I would have vomited on it.
I wouldn't
give
that to Satan, okay? Like, that's
I really...
Who came with the idea of screwing succulent plants into goat cheese and then charging over $130 for it?
Someone
had to have been stoned.
Someone who was stressed out from their coloring book.
Yeah, I got
what can I do to relieve the coloring book stress? I'll put greens in my cheese.
Take the succulents and put them in the goat cheese. They'll love it.
This list kind of disappointed because I always actually count on Oprah's aspirational list for like the comfort stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when she chooses like $300 fluffy slippers and robes and cashmere.
None of that.
It's like, it's just, exactly.
If she had one robe, it was all that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
She did have that meditation
challenge.
That meditation challenge box set. Or
and
whatever.
Yet you're not supposed to challenge yourself in meditation.
Yeah. So you don't want to work for it. Like.
We're not supposed to come or not.
I don't know.
I'd rather have a real cake, like Junior's cheesecake from Brooklyn, shipped to me in dry ice. I'll take that dry ice for real.
What did you make of those Burt's Bees onesies, adult onesies to sleep in?
I never want to see a family that is wearing that in Toto. That's just scary. That's like something out of a Jack.
Yeah, why are onesies in right now? Like, they've been in for a couple of years now.
Oprah was in one when she had to like pretend that she was looking at everything on the list. It was like a promotional thing. And then Gail had, it was a terrible Facebook Live that they had on OWN. And she was in, I feel like I'm good. I don't have any interest in it. It didn't help that they were in them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't like to see an adult in a very small
There's
onesie.
There's something unsettling about it. It's sort of like, what made you think that was okay?
But it brings back horrible memories of wearing like sexy jumpsuits in cold nightclubs and then having to get 3/4 undressed to go to the ladies' room. It's just like a flashback moment for me that needs to go away.
Lori, I can picture you in a fabulous jumpsuit.
Don't picture me trying to actually use a jumpsuit in a ladies' room.
In practice, it's in theory, it's great, but in practice, when you get in there and you realize you take your entire outfit off.
Yes.
You're like, I'm naked on a toilet in this bar. Like, I'm so vulnerable right now.
And then once I had one with a sash, and it's like, and now my sash has fallen into the toilet bowl. So is there a hair dryer in here so I can like blow dry the sash so no one knows obviously what just happened to me with my jumpsuit?
And you tell yourself never to buy one again, and then you see one at the store and you're like, yes, this one will be different.
And I do have a new one, thank you for that.
I'm sure I've got like 10 new flowers. Oh, yeah. The flower pot cake I would have to shatter.
Same here.
In front of the person who gave it to
me. Do you know that cake and that Facebook Live that I was referring to, that cake does not come fully assembled. You have to pour the dirt in, you have to refrigerate it, then you have to put the flowers in.
You're building
it's
that.
It's like the IKEA of cake.
Yes. Is this the goat cheesecake or flower pot?
Well, this is the flower pot.
Okay, I was like, are we building a goat cheesecake? And I thought they made it for us.
Well, it's $165. See, I say the prices before the discount, because first of all, I'm not doing math. And second of all, I think the sticker shock is kind of fun, because they're just, who's going to do it? And by the way, I like to point out that a lot of these items have a discount, but Oprah's items herself, do not continue.
Small print reading time. Good one.
And she has her free app on there. Like, who are you going to give that to?
Yeah, I know.
A free app. Here,
I'm sure you can pay for parts of it.
What's your iTunes password?
Free to download.
Download, but you pay for anything you'd actually want to use.
But 20% to me is not really that much. That pays for tax in some places.
True.
Can get that at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right. My thing is... Yeah. Where is like free delivery? That's I'm on
Yes.
I don't care about the 20%.
Yes, but I like Oprah. But this list, gonna have to get to work early on next year.
I'll say it. I don't like Oprah. I worked for the co-EP of Oprah for a year, and it was the worst year of my life in this entertainment industry. Yeah, and that's saying something where I have. Yeah, I mean, it was my first job, and she killed me.
Wow.
Inside and out, and I had heard stories. So
yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Oprah.
I feel like I finally found a safe place. So I don't hate her. However,
you don't like the mighty O?
She once said, I served for like a decade, like waiting tables. And she once said on an episode that it's okay to go out and not tip like an adequate amount because she feels like everyone should be able to go out and enjoy eating out and just afford what they can afford. So that right there, I was like...
The Republican administration that actually made... tips taxable because they were going to assume that wage people were earning a certain amount.
Yes.
And now they need tips more than ever because they're allowed to be paid less. And then the IRS assumes that they're getting a certain amount that they're approximating and they are taxing on the assumption of that.
Wow.
That was back in the 80s. I remember when I was a waiter back in the 80s, I was making $3.35 an hour. Mm-hmm. That was the minimum wage at the time.
That's
late
what
80s.
You're still making in Massachusetts before I moved here.
That's
what I was making. My paycheck every week said void.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't making enough hourly to compensate.
And so
taxes.
If I don't tip, the IRS has assumed that I did tip that much, and they are getting taxed on what they didn't get.
Well, for some people in America, their Thanksgiving is going to be a little different this year than others because this election has ruined just about everything. And let's talk a little bit about it. There was a great article in the New York Times that caught my attention. At first, I was like, oh, it's too long. I don't want to read it. But it resonated with me because it's talking about family detachment and people who are losing touch or choosing to lose touch with those around them, should they not agree politically or they're offended in someone's vote? And this resonated with me because someone in my family, two people in my family who've known each other their whole lives, have stopped speaking over this. And it's a temporary thing, I'm sure. But it was surprising to me to see it hit close to home, so I read the full article. And I said, well, why not talk about it on this show? Not because we want to talk politics, but because it's the holiday season, it's Thanksgiving, and that's what this relates to. People are deciding to split or go hang out with friends and do something different than sit across from someone who voted in a direction that offends them. What do you think?
Okay, as a person who comes from a multiracial background, I have several white members of my family who voted for Trump.
Wow.
And the black members of my family are upset about it.
Yeah.
And we would get to get this election, it's way different than all. I mean, I've been voting since Reagan. That's the earliest I've been voting. But I think this election, what makes it so different was that no one really believed that, I don't even think Trump believed that he was going to win.
Mm-mm.
So I tell people this one really sets everything apart from other, like Bush versus this or Hillary versus this. It's very different. But it's just very different because Trump is this reality star. This businessman, this person, is something totally different. So now people are really choosing sides.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than before. Before, they're like, oh, you voted for Bush, okay, whatever. You voted for Romney, whatever. Now it feels like life or death. I mean, my family, especially because of people of color, gay people, everybody's feeling really nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And so the emotions are so high that Thanksgiving will usually come together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have fights at the table or whatever, you talk politics or whatever. This feels like almost life and death.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It is
so
life and death.
Reading this article, I was not very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the article was very well rounded and it gave two instances kind of from both sides.
Yeah.
So it was a very fair article. Basically, what it breaks down to is that Democrats feel that the relationships are tense because people who voted for Trump, they view those people as they support someone and something that they abhor. And then other people, the other way, say that people are too sensationalized by the media and that they just feel so marginalized and they have to stay quiet.
Sometimes there are divides that don't even exist. I'm finding a lot of self-consciousness. There was a wonderful editorial by a white, straight male writer that mirrored something that my husband, you know, who's also black, experienced in the 99th century. He was saying that he feels like when people look at him, they are assuming that he voted that way. And he doesn't know how to explain, how to express that that wasn't him. You know, my husband was in the 99 cent store and there was another black mother and daughter who was there. And this older white woman was sobbing. She was sobbing because I feel like part of her wanted them to know, I didn't do this. This wasn't me. You know, my husband saw this, you know, Time Warner guy standing outside, you know, a younger white guy who seemed to be lingering until this person left, until my husband was alone to get into a conversation. So there's a lot of also mistaken identity. Mm-hmm. I will say on a lighter note that when I read what Kanye said at his concert two nights ago, and I thought about how outspoken Kim has been about Hillary, about having mixed race children, about taking this very personally, and now her husband has not only ranted from the stage, hey y'all, I didn't vote, but if I had voted, I would have voted for Trump. Then played one of his hit songs and rubbed their noses in it afterwards by saying, see? And you just sang along with my lyrics, so you don't give a fuck anyway. What's it going to be at Kim Ye's house? I mean, I'm really fortunate. I don't have anyone in my immediate surroundings that I feel adversarial like that. It's like that cartoon I sent you that I had posted on my timeline, where there are two friends, and one of them is saying, I voted for Trump, and this girl saying, okay, so you voted against my right to stay married to my wife, to stay in the country, to have this, to do that, to control my my bodily functions. Mm-hmm. And the caption was saying, agree to disagree is over an hors d'oeuvre at TGIF. It's not this election.
It's bad.
Yeah. Jesse, you're chomping at the bit to say something.
Yeah, let's hear
it. Now at this point, I feel like I'm just like little comments on everything that everyone said.
Yeah,
honestly, first of all, Trump knows exactly what's going on. He's tweeted, four times about Hamilton,
but he hasn't
once referenced everything that's going on in the country, except for the 60 Minutes all he said was he looked in the camera and went, stop it.
I thought they handled that so well at Hamilton.
I
thought it was so classy.
And yet he's scolding them.
Yeah, I don't think it was an attack. I think it was, that man was prepared with what he wanted to say. There was There was no ill intent behind any of that. He used the platform that is Hamilton.
I will say this, I will say yes.
Which is wonderful,
right.
To say what he thought. And it was, look, I mean, there was nothing wrong with that. And everyone needs to sit down. It's weird. Like you mentioned, that's what he chose to shout out on Twitter. That?
Yeah.
But again, everyone's saying now that the fact that he chose that to speak out about, this is all just a distraction because he just settled in multiple lawsuits, $25 million, basically admitting guilt in the Trump University fraud.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That happened the day after this whole debacle happens and he chooses to speak out on Twitter about that, which is going to rile up both sides. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I wanted to offer what I've been doing for myself emotionally, because during especially those first 48 hours, I thought I have to talk to people that I trust on a metaphysical level to find out how to balance my own energies. And I got two things that I keep using going forward. One is that, you know, there's a Buddhist perspective called changing poison into medicine. It's like, I don't know what the benefit in this might be. And you can't know. Lots of bad things happen. And if you decide to not just get through them, but to insist that this become a benefit, poison into medicine, something can happen, can come from it in ways that you absolutely did not expect. And the other thing that a friend of mine encouraged me to do, she was saying, this of all times is the time when it is most important for us to win. To win in our lives, to win in our relationships, to win in the things that matter to us. It's the opposite of when to become complacent or when to get discouraged. This is the time to marshal our life force and advance those things that matter to us.
And I will just piggyback on that a little bit, because I lost a brother 2 months ago. I'm still dealing with that. And my family's dealing with it. We're already feeling the first holidays come up. It's the first holiday for it to come up. And I've been a mess for weeks. This is a time for us to come together and try to, like, understand each other. Like, it's not fight about it, but, like, my white relatives, we should be coming together.
Yeah.
And celebrating that my brother's gone, he's not here anymore. Celebrate Thanksgiving and just hear each other out without the craziness.
Yeah.
And not judge each other, in a sense. I know it's hard to do, but just, like, hear each other out. And so my white relatives need to hear what my black relatives have to say. It's like, listen to them. You know why they're scared, or the women in my family, why they're scared. The gays in the family, why they're nervous. I wish that they could come together just because that's just kind of the time you do this. So I'm sad that people are dividing. I understand it's up to you, it's your life, to do whatever you want, but I feel like this is the time you should come together. For me, it's more about the family part. You know, I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'm getting all the stuff ready, it's all about love, and we should come together somehow. I know it's kind of Pollyanna, but
no,
I know.
Yeah. But we have to be, because somebody has to be.
Right. The energy needs to go out to the world. While this other energy is coming at us.
And there's that's the whole
so
point
many
of all this.
It's like they're the worst winners.
Like,
I can't imagine what they would have been like as losers.
I know.
Because they're really bad winners.
I know.
Yes, I know. That's very true.
Yeah. Well, there's so much I can say about it. But if you're interested in this article, it's on the New York Times website. It's called Political Divide Splits Relationships and Thanksgiving Too.
Yeah.
So you can look up that article. It's an interesting listen. Now, for those of you who need a break from all of this, grab a cocktail and talk about, according to foodnetwork.com, they've got a great list of Thanksgiving cocktails. We talked about this last year, too. It's kind of fun, and we get to learn a little something about everyone on the panel and what we enjoy as a nice little drink.
Okay, I'll jump in because I don't even drink. So mine's going to be really short. I get contact highs. I'm a Gemini contact high person, but I have a real sweet tooth.
Okay.
It's not just the name. It's called Shy Eye. I don't know what's in it. You can tell me, Katrina, because you have an iPhone.
I have a drinking problem.
It's basically a chai latte with lots of sweet liqueurs and stuff in it.
Ooh,
I can't think of a better way to go.
I do love a good sweet liqueur on the holidays.
Yeah.
Yes, I like
it.
And
sounds like it would be milky, though.
Shy
Is it like milky?
Oh, yes. Shy Eye.
Milky and booze for me is like, I can like maybe have a sip and enjoy the taste of it, but a whole
like
drink.
Like a Kahlua, you're like,
well,
I don't do rum.
Anything that can curdle. Like,
yeah, ew, God.
Oh, well, now I don't want to think.
Yeah, I know. Like,
sorry.
There are so many cider-related cocktails, and I'm so down for that. I love cider. I love the cider, the hard cider. So this is perfect for me. I would definitely get down with
Did you choose the spike apple cider?
Yeah.
The Granny Smith apples?
Yeah, I think that actually might be the one.
Was that the apple toddy or was that different from
the apple? It was called a spike
apple
cider.
There's a bunch of apple cider related ones, and it's weird to me.
They had the Granny Smith in them.
It just makes me think of Halloween also, so it's like...
Well, I love champagne, so I like the cranberry champagne cocktail.
Me too.
That one stood out because it looked nice, too. Yes. It looked like a nice drink.
It looked refreshing.
You know what I would have? I would have the... what the hell is it? Oh, spiked jelly cranberry sauce. Why the hell not?
Oh, I saw that. I'm like,
it's one shot of vodka, and you mix it in. I would try that. Now, that I would try.
I'm sure I would, too.
And then just the mulled red wine sangria. I like a good sangria. Mm,
yes.
This looks good for Thanksgiving. This is Spanish red wine, orange juice, a little brandy, and orange slices. Let that sit. That's a good drink.
I'm into it.
That's a good drink.
I picked cider punch with bourbon.
Yeah.
I'm a big bourbon person and a cider person, so that to me tastes like fall.
I had, and again, this one I don't know how good it would be, but I want to at least try it, the Maple Perfect Manhattan. It's basically a Manhattan.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's like whiskey and the dry vermouth, but with like a little bit of maple syrup, just to kind of give it a little
sweetness. I would get weird on
sweetness.
That.
Yeah, yeah, right?
For sure.
Cheers. Yeah.
Did you see this Hop and Hot Scotch? Like,
no,
what?
It's cool.
Turn basic hot chocolate into adults-only drink with a splash of butterscotch schnapps and amaretto.
I'd spend 3,000 calories on that.
Oh, absolutely.
This wasn't on this list, so I'll just add it, Food Network. But I was reading about red wine and drinks, like what you can do with it. I was reading one, they were saying like a homemade hot chocolate with red wine and how good it is. And I'm like, I never would have thought of that.
Ooh,
but
I would
do
red
it. Wine.
Yeah,
and
let's
actually eat chocolate red wine together. It's good sometimes.
Oh, actually,
definitely.
I buy chocolate wine.
Yeah, you do.
I have bottles and bottles of it. It's like a dark red, and it's chocolate. And nobody will drink
curates,
it with me, I'm afraid, but I don't care.
Okay, but they pair those together sometimes.
Yeah.
The chocolate and the red wine, I'll pair that together.
You know, I did some research into one of these drinks. I looked at it, and it said it was going to take an hour to make. So I said, what could it be that would make an hour for one cocktail?
Is it like mulling it?
No. I don't know. I'll get into that in a second. But the whole idea of having these drinks is so you can cook. In my world, because I don't enjoy cooking. So to put that much effort in just to start is way too much. So this is the pear, like the fruit, pear cocktail. And it's rum... and then you have to bake bacon in the oven, and then you put one piece of bacon in. So it's pear and bacon, and that's the part that takes so long is making the bacon. And it's
way
one
too
piece.
Much work.
All the
microwave.
That's way too much work.
I mean, I like bacon and eggs, but I don't need that with a cocktail.
No.
Oh, bacon and everything.
Disgusting.
Bacon on donuts, bacon on croissants.
I know, me too. And whiskey
I'm
is
so
really
wrong.
Good. You take a big stick of bacon in there.
You're
bacon,
with me on this, no.
Bacon
is
bloody Mary is good too. And bloody Mary is good too.
It better be amazing. I mean, I'm hoping it tastes amazing after all that labor.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to capitalize off of that. Like a good Bloody Mary, you see, has like a whole mess of crap. And it's
we just got like a sandwich. I don't need the sandwich, just give me the vodka.
That's so good. I'm like, it's all about how you make
like,
the
come
cocktail.
On.
Just put whatever you want on it, you know, like in the kitchen sink.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Please rate, subscribe, and share. Spread the word. There are a lot more rants to come. Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms. And now, back to the show.
We are hoping that you're listening to this episode while you're traveling for Thanksgiving. I want to know where you're listening to this show. I listen to podcasts all over the place, at the gym, in the car, you know, walking around on lunch. So I'm just so curious to know how people listen to the show. So let us know. You can tweet me at grants_rants. And if you want to talk about something on the show, we want to hear from you, you can always email me at grantspodrants@gmail.com. Again, I shouted this out a few weeks ago. I want some feedback. I've forgotten some emails. All good stuff. But I want to hear some of the other sides. Let me know. Let's talk about some things that we are and are not thankful for. More interesting, of course. So, of course, we've got a lot to say about things. What celebrity scandal are we thankful for in 2016? Who wants to go first? I think this one wants to go. Jesse?
I'll go. So, I don't want to say that I'm thankful for it because I feel kind of bad, but... Brad and Angie, there are kids involved, so I don't want to say that I'm thankful because a divorce is never anything to be thankful for, especially when it splits up a home. But like the forever Team Aniston inside me, like may have rejoiced a little bit when it happened. I was a little like, what? Like
same. I agree 100%.
Okay,
I really do. I just think that I just was convinced from the beginning that that marriage was a sham. And I was just like,
okay.
And I was just waiting. I was like, this isn't going to last.
They were my ideal couple.
Me too.
I feel like my parents split up.
Me too. I was hoping they would last.
At the same time, I don't want to know why. Like, I don't want to know what it was that, like, you know, was the final push, because I think it'll make me upset.
That's why, like, I don't want to say thankful, because, like, I actually live super close to where they live, like, their community, they're gated, like,
yeah.
When I would drive by, because I work right near there too, is when I drove by right after it happened, there were helicopters in the neighborhood. No, not at all. It's just like I live like down the bottom of the hills. Yeah. So there were like helicopters over and like newscasters and paparazzi outside. And I'm just like, so then when I think about the kids, like, that's awful. Them having to like drive out and see all that, although that's been their whole life.
Right. But, anyway. And I feel badly because it was around Matthew.
Right. So you know what? Take the back. Screw it.
They're fine.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's difficult for me about the split, and it's difficult in general because they were ideal to me in every way temperamentally, but that it surrounds Maddox, that Maddox was the inciting incident. Lots of times you tell a child, it wasn't your fault, it wasn't your fault, Mom. But in this case, the whole world is watching some undefined incident on a plane. You know, the Child Protective Services got involved, and it sounds like it was between a young man feeling his testosterone with a mature man that was, you know,
he's
perhaps...
15 now.
Huh?
Maddox is 15 now, so...
Yeah, and so I feel badly because here's a child, and I think of, like, Woody Allen and Mia Farrow, where there's one child who became the lightning rod for the rest of all those children.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this sister caused it to happen and explode. You know, did this brother and this isn't suddenly, you know, trash our experience maybe 5 years before it had to happen. So that's where my attention finally lay with that.
I felt like when Jerry left the Spice Girls, I was very upset.
Oh.
I'm like, they're a group. They should be together.
Yeah.
I like Brad and Angie together. I like Angela and Jolie. I'm sorry, I liked her. I don't care for Jennifer Aniston. I know it's very sacrilegious to say that, but I don't find what her people...
Wait, so we have Hillary and Trump, and now we're actually on the same page with Team Jenner's Team Angelina.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Act one and two of this show are actually thematic.
Yes.
What to do?
The only thing I would say about Jennifer Aniston, she's the same age as I am, so it's good. She's holding it down for 47-year-olds. So it's good. Other than that, I don't really get her appeal.
My scandal is totally different. I said this on the Hot Summer Talk panel, episode 30, and I said it was perhaps my favorite story of the summer. Bobby Brown having sex with a ghost.
Died for that.
Tell me.
No, this is like where, like... This is where, like, where insanity meets, like, an interview and, like, history, like, Hollywood history. Bobby Brown claims in a Robin Roberts interview that he was in Georgia and was mounted by a ghost in a spooky house.
Well, she's like... So you, like, she repeats it back, like, what the?
Yeah.
I'm silently screaming inside
that.
Me.
I missed that. Oh my
it's
God.
It's my favorite story. I'm calling
one.
It a scandal a because
That's
I just think
one.
It's so outrageous.
That's a good one.
I live for anything like that. I think it's like so ridiculous.
I'll love you. He lost his child. I don't know. I'll give it to you.
I did not know about this, but yeah, all right.
We'll drink tea about it.
We're all drinking to that in case you guys can't see.
Yeah,
all
I didn't know that. I missed that one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
And I love that he identified that it was a spooky house.
didn't Kesha say something like this happened before? I can't.
Oh, I
before
wouldn't.
Before rehab
I
or after.
I love Kesha.
Leave Kesha alone.
What celebrity or celebrity couple are we thankful for this year? And why? What I'm just
curious. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. That was like the scandal that just kept giving.
There was a lot of layers
like
to that relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris broke up.
Yeah.
I was so not down for that. I hate her so much.
It was only a matter of time until that wrapped.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm so happy for it. And then whatever the next guy, I know, I'm a terrible person.
But see, that's why I was like, I don't know if I can say I'm thankful for it, but like...
I am, though.
How did she go through Tom Huddleston so fast?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The next guy drops her too. I think there must be something she's putting off that's like toxic because these guys are like... down for a little bit, and then you think they're going to get married, and then no.
Because you're assuming, and I like what you assumed, that it's the guys that are walking. But the tabloid shows keep inferring that gorgeous, slender, uber blonde Taylor has been doing the breaking up.
So you've introduced
a new consciousness to
me. I'm pretty sure she walked from Calvin Harris because she was dating whatever his name is,
Tom Hiddleston.
And then he walked from her. So I don't know. It's a whole weird chain.
I just heard this at a party the other night and it blew my mind. And I don't want to say, okay, Taylor Swift is a lesbian. Someone told me that and I was like,
my mind
was blown and I'm like, I totally see that. That totally makes sense. Yeah, I forget which member of her squad, but she has her own room in every one of Taylor Swift's houses. Someone told me about that. I can't remember who they said it was.
I had
a few drinks. I don't know. One member of her squad. But it blew my mind. Like, in the moment when they told me, I was like, drinks deep. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is totally a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man.
That would explain
a lot. She should take heart from Kristen Stewart's playbook. She should just own it. Love, Kristen.
Or just be like, just be fluid. Like,
yeah.
You know, the rest
I'm a huge fan of Kristen Stewart's sexuality.
Yes.
Me too.
It's
like the one thing I admire about her.
Yeah, she's not a good actress or talented in any way, but she's good for that.
Savage. I think Miley's not
bad.
Miley's
great.
What celebrity are you thankful for on this set?
Well, they're not really a couple, but they were besties and they broke apart, and that is Jacqueline Larita and Teresa Giudice on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Their whole episode, they really fell apart this season. They really fought to be friends. And then this was the reunion. They fell apart.
It was
horrible. So I'm like, I mean, friendships are just as important as relationships. A love relationship, because it is a relationship. When you have best friends or friends.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on them just like you do with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's one that I was like thankful that I was like, oh, okay. They got some meat going on in there. And they're fighting and...
Mm-hmm.
But I love your languaging. They fought to be friends. It's like
they
the
did.
Seeds of it
they
were
did.
Right
they
there.
They
did.
They fought to be friends, and now they're torn apart.
Yeah, it's over.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Lindsay. I bring her up on this show all the time.
Her new accent.
I mean, she just, I say every week, I'm trying not to talk about her because nobody cares, but she puts things out there that I have to discuss. Stuff that, like, would just make, it would be obvious if we skipped over her mother, the whole
Dina,
thing.
I will always
be thankful for Lindsay. Allie, I follow Lindsay on Snapchat, and she doesn't have an accent on Snapchat.
She did all day.
I don't know what she does all day, but God bless her.
I was a huge Lindsay fan. I liked her music. I liked her acting.
Mm.
I just so sad that she went really, you know, her Oprah series.
The best. It comes up every time we talk about Lindsay.
Oh, my God.
When
she's on OWN. And Oprah had to intervene and do her, had to intervene and go, stop with that like Oprah's cussing.
It is really good.
I did watch it.
Speaking of TV shows, which TV shows are we thankful for in 2016?
Black Mirror is phenomenal. I just finished it the other day. I don't know if it's even really a 2016 show. I guess it just became hot in 2016.
Yeah,
but
the 30th season is like a new show.
Yeah, it's very unsettling, and I love that about it.
I like Black Mirror too.
It's so.
You
want to
watch it?
Yeah, no, it will make you uncomfortable in the best way.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
I
like a little list to do it real fast because there are too many. Oh my God, this is the golden age of TV.
Actually, it is.
Yes.
I think it is.
This Is Us. To me, This Is Us, the first episode, and they have never let up. There's such humanity.
I agree.
It's a quality show. From the beginning.
Yeah.
This Is Us, to me, is a perfect show. Stranger Things.
Looking forward to season two.
American Horror Story this season, only because of the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was ingenious.
Okay.
I respected. But
I
then the ending is beautiful. The ending is perfect. And using beautiful in terms of this, you know, really difficult, challenging season, he pulled one out of the hat in that finale that is gorgeous.
Okay.
And the Gilmore Girls.
I'm so excited.
I can't
let
that.
The four-part series.
Yes. With the originators.
Yes.
You know, bringing it home with the original producer and creator.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
We have a lot to be thankful for, Laurie.
You know?
Yes.
And then there's Orphan Black. Oh,
I know, like you said, there's so much tea. This is really is the golden age, so I could go on and on. But I also had This Is Us. I was a huge Parenthood fan, and NBC did not give them enough attention, so I think that show could have gone longer, and this is in that same vein. It reminds me of that.
Yes, it's a good companion.
I love
series.
It, yeah. The season of Transparent for me was so good. I loved the first season. The second one kind of dipped for me, and this one was just like, it was almost cathartic watching it for me. It took me there. And then I really love Superstore for
yes!
comedy. I'm
yes.
so into that show right now.
How about Good Place? The Good Place.
I really like The Good Place. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's
Ted Danson and
Kristen
Bell.
Where do I watch this?
It's NBC.
NBC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that and
it's
Superstore
okay.
are kind of like bookends.
Yeah.
Yes. You made me think of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one's really
James,
good
James, what are you thankful for on television?
What's funny is that TV nowadays, when you have shows on PlayStation, they have shows everywhere now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. There are two shows I really love. One is in its third season called You're the Worst on FXX.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's such a dark comedy about people just who are not really likable. And they're so good. The show is so good. Talking about depression and trying to make it when the father dies. It's crazy. Not like Speechless.
I do too.
With
Minnie
Driver. And
yeah.
It's so fun. I'm not usually a big fan of ABC comedy so much, but this show makes me laugh out loud. And it has hearts every week.
And they have found comedy where you did not think comedy
yes, exactly.
could exist. Like in the
cerebral
present political
yeah.
situation.
Yeah. The representation of that, I think, is like
yeah.
the first fully all-in representation
all
of someone
yeah.
like
and
this.
And the actor.
You know.
I mean, the actor who's doing it is
yes.
so personable, so
yes.
funny and
yes.
cool and sweet.
I
and
I like those
So you guys are praising these great institutional shows on networks, deep meanings, and my favorite show is The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, because we're deep.
OC Housewives have delivered so much this season, week after week, and I really, truly have so enjoyed that show in comparison to others.
Huh? I watch it. I have a question for you, since you're the expert.
And yeah, I mean, people, I can see why other people say, like, oh, the cast is tired, but I have really enjoyed week after week. To me, it's just like it delivers for me. I know that I can go to that show and get some entertainment out of it. So I'm thankful for that. I really enjoyed this season where the other cities have all fallen flat for me.
I just do disagree with that. But here's the thing. I disagree with that. But here's the thing.
You're not going to say New Jersey's any good.
No, I like New York, though. Bringing
yes,
Bessie
okay.
back
well,
was good. Bringing Bessie
okay.
back
sure.
was good. And getting rid of a few people. They swap people out. My question for you is about OC, because I watched it all the whole season and everything, and reunion number 3 is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Kelly Dodd, what is your thought? I mean, like, was she, I mean, is she being crazy on purpose? Like, I mean, is she being over the
some
top on
people,
purpose?
Some people live just very complicated lives. This is a woman who lives the definition of, like, you know, had to go to AA because it was court appointed. Like, oh, you know, because she broke up a fight that her husband was in.
Yes.
Like, you know, called her husband Hitler. Like, this is someone that is lives a very complicated life, and it's excellent.
Because I was glad they got rid of the other two chicks. They weren't really good. But I'm just saying, like, you know, Shannon Bedore, her storyline seems real to me, kind of. Even I used to love Heather Dubrow. I hate her now.
See, I fell back in love with her.
I hate her. I mean, she's too snooty or whatever. But at least her stuff feels real, too. Vicky's a mess. She's always been a mess. My
always a mess.
Brianna. Brianna's my girl. And Tamara, of course. It's always been Tamara. I was just like, this Kelly Dodd person, I'm trying, and I don't know what's her name, Megan, this is whatever.
Oh, yeah, don't even know she's there.
Yeah, exactly, but Kelly, I was like, was she thrown in on purpose to be, like, over the top, and, like, just, like, it just seemed like, and crazy, like Kelly Bensimone in New York, she's, like, just so crazy, like, just after
this
a while.
This one, she owns everything she says, I don't know. All right, let's talk, because we got a lot more to cover here.
You said films.
Right? Yeah, what films are we thinking
I want to say Fast, because I want to say Al, because I love this movie so much, Moonlight. I have to say, as an African-American gay male, to see something from the hood, you haven't heard about it, it's a huge right now.
I know, I can't use the word, he spoiled the word for
me. They're talking about Oscar buzz and everything. A really great film, I was really impressed by the acting, by all three of the actors who played the title character, all the side characters, beautiful. And it ended on a note, you're like, what? You know, I don't see enough, for me as a black gay male, I don't see enough black gay images that are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I saw, I would say it was realistic, was Paris is Burning, and that was in 1990, and that was a documentary, which changed my life. So seeing this, I heard all this high praise for it, I was like a little nervous, and like, it's everything and more. It was everything and more. So I'm surprised you haven't heard of it, because it's a huge, just came lots of attention.
I don't have a film that I'm in love with, except for this upcoming film. What is it, La La Land or whatever? Like, I'm gonna
look at the musical.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at that. I'm thankful for that from now.
So you're thankful in advance.
Yes. There's very little in film that I care about. So yeah, all right, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Anyone else thankful for anything else in film?
Oh please, I'm such a lucky girl. My husband is a member of the Academy. So I have, you know, the voting,
yeah.
You know, so I have never been as caught up on film as I do if I don't see it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 4 movies a weekend, I see the screeners, so I'm so thankful for that. So I've seen too much, I mean, really too much, so I'm only picking from the things I've seen the most recently. Arrival is an extraordinary movie, and the frustrating thing is because it's so incredibly constructed, so carefully constructed, that I can't even talk about why I love it, the things that moved me so deeply, because anything I say will torpedo the amazing job the actors did and that the screenwriter did to construct the storytelling in a way that gets the most out of it.
I heard the ending's really good.
Well, I didn't say it.
Yeah,
someone else
good.
Gave that away.
Okay, I'm going to watch this one. So don't say anything
yeah.
else.
So Arrival.
Arrival.
Loving. I had heard a lot about
Loving that too.
And Ruth Negga and her performance.
Yeah.
And it is as restrained. You know, it's about the miscegenation laws in the South, and they had to actually go up to D.C. to get married and then come back and be thrown in prison
right.
for being married.
Right.
And it is a very restrained storytelling. So I'm hoping that it gets like an Academy nod. Because, you know, they like these bravura moments, the moment when someone reveals their subtext.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about this is true to the couple that they were. You even see, you know, on TV, you understand where you are because you'll see, you know, Martin Luther King's, you know, crossing that bridge, Selma.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know where you were in time at all because these are two people that were not political in any way. They just wanted their life and their love, and the performances are so restrained and beautiful.
I
saw Doctor Strange. I love special effects movies. Doctor Strange was amazing, and Benedict Cumberbatch is so witty. And yes.
I'm going to switch gears. I had Don't Breathe, that horror movie.
That sounded too scary.
Yeah, I did see it.
Because you like horror movies?
In my phone,
yeah,
so
I love horror movies. However, I feel like everything these days is always paranormal or ghost movies, and those don't really do it for me. Like, that doesn't really scare me. And even the high-rated ones, like The Babadook and...
That one I heard was terrible, actually.
See, it got, like, high percentage on Rotten Tomatoes and great critical reviews.
Oh, that Rotten Tomatoes is a waste of time. I can't believe people look at that to gauge what they're going to watch.
I don't guess what I'm going to watch.
I don't have any interest in Rotten Tomatoes.
So it was as scary as the promos looked?
It was, yeah, I had
because
me on,
the promos
had me on the
Don't Breathe looked terrifying because you literally can't breathe because a blind person can hear you.
So they're, I think this group of kids are going to like break into this house and they think he's going to be an easy target because they know, I think he's like an ex-vet or something.
He's a great actor.
They know he's blind, yeah. And it was really good. You're definitely on the edge of your seat. Because,
oh, I'm definitely going to watch that. I love horror movies.
It was good. It wasn't like the most, like, you know, you can see where they pulled inspiration
Tropes,
from, but
yeah.
there were a couple different parts of it. They were like, oh, that's kind of new. And I really appreciated it.
There's that one on Netflix that was like...
Hush.
Yes.
I watched that like last
month.
Did you see that?
So good.
The only thing for me though was he took his mask off
so early
and it takes you out of it.
It does.
Immediately.
Because that mask was really haunting, and then I was like, oh, he's less creepy under the mask.
Anyway, what artist and or album are we thankful for this year?
I have two. Oh, you guys said, oh, go ahead. Yes,
I'm like, no, I'm like, I already
know. You know what I'm mine is.
Oh.
I mean, the Glory album, Britney, of course. I'm looking three times in your direction right now.
Okay.
Clearly, this one hasn't bothered to listen to the album.
What's funny is, I have it as my not thankful for. It's so funny. It's so funny.
Have you listened to the album?
Yes, I have. I'm a big Britney fan.
So
nice.
We're going to definitely skip the not thankful for music category.
Nice.
Oh, did you have one?
No, I don't. No, I don't even really. I'm still neutral on her album. To be honest, I've listened to it and I've been like, do I like this? Do I not? Because I was Britney Spears for Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
What Britney were you?
I was BMA's Snake Britney.
Yes.
It did well for me. It did well for me in Seattle.
That's so funny. Oh,
played
yeah.
well.
No, I love Britney. I love Britney. That's another story. I love Britney, but it's my two albums I picked were Adele's 25.
Yes.
Which every song is good. It's not a bad one on there.
Yeah,
every song is good. And the album that crept up on me, that I was very shocked, that I really liked every song I heard from it, was 21 Pilots.
Oh, yeah.
But
the radio destroys every song.
They really, 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 really,
another album that I like too is by DNCE. That album is really good. It's JoJo.
Oh,
JoJo's
The
King of the Ocean is a great song. Yes, the Toothbrush. Toothbrush
is good. Really catchy.
There's
really
a lot of songs that are really catchy.
Cool.
Poppies are poppy. But 21 Pilots really grab.
They're talented.
They're very,
very
talented. I was very impressed by their production.
But it does suck how
the radio sucks.
The radio destroys every single song that they come out.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't listen to radio.
I have to because I have a 2008 Buick that doesn't have a Bluetooth. So it's like, if my Bluetooth speaker is not charged, you're listening to the radio, Katrina, and you slowly go insane.
Yep, I know.
How many times can I hear Closer before I hate it? Because
oh
I love
God.
That song, and
I
love
they
it.
Know. They kill everything. And they play that Drake.
Oh, one
dance.
I need all the dance.
There's one station here in LA, Power 106, that plays. Like, it's the Drake station.
Yeah,
it's Drake all day.
It's
Controller. Oh, I turned it off. I turned the whole thing off. I'm like, I'd rather listen to friggin' nothing than that.
Sometimes I do get some
way. Well, I'm totally going to take. You're Adele.
Yeah,
I forgot about Adele. She is my heartbeat. I love concept albums. I always have. I'm a sucker for them. So Lemonade.
Okay.
Beyonce's
okay.
Lemonade.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah.
And even though it's not a 2016 album, I just discovered it last week, so it's a 2016 album
to
me.
You. Yeah.
And it's going to be my soundtrack for the next 4 years. Yo-Yo Ma with Ennio Morricone, the film music genius.
He's
the
cellist. Like, I know that name.
So,
he's a cellist, right? Yo-Yo's cellist.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I listened to those cuts, and it was just like those little 30-second snippets on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I was just working as I listened to them, just seamlessly. And I felt everything relax in me. There was lots of beautiful Yo-Yo Ma, and he has a documentary out, Silk Road. So he was on my mind anyway. But yes. Yo-Yo Ma and Ennio Morricone,
like
16
that.
Cuts,
like
and you will think that the last 3 years will not have happened when we're ready to run it.
I like that.
I also agree with Glory. I have that down.
I
also
it.
Had to give a shout out to JoJo.
Good.
Was caught underneath that awful label for so many years and couldn't really make. She had a couple of mixtapes that were really good, but she couldn't put out a new album.
Only one album, that's it.
Yeah, and so this one I think is her best. It's so good. I love every song on it. And I also have Gaga. I know she got so much critical.
Love Gaga.
I haven't heard.
I love.
I haven't heard the album, but I love the song from Illusion. I haven't heard the album.
Yeah.
Oof.
You know,
I'm sorry. I want nothing to do
like
with it.
I don't like her album at all.
I want nothing to do with
God.
It.
No, and that's why
I
like
her.
Exactly,
I like her as an entity, as Gaga herself. I love the new Gaga. I like the reinventions. But the album, though, can... No.
I mean,
yeah.
I get it. You know, you have Just Dance
it.
And then Bad Romance.
Yeah,
and
I wanted to
so
like
to
it.
Go from that to this, I totally get it. But if you just think of it as its own thing, like, I'm 100% obsessed with it.
Okay. It's so repetitive, though. I don't know.
Maybe I'll give it another chance.
Is this the one where she was collaborating with some country western people and going for something?
I think so.
Yeah, this
is
totally
grandmother?
A new.
I like Perfect Illusion, but I haven't heard the rest of the album yet. And I like her stuff with Tony Bennett. I like her other stuff. I like her stuff.
An LA hotspot or restaurant in LA that we enjoy. This is always fun to talk about, like LA spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So this is one that I like. Of course, my heart will always be to the Chateau Marmont.
Ugh.
I love it. I moved just south of the Chateau Marmont.
You're so close
to it. It's right there. It's like right there.
Yeah.
It's where I have my birthday, and it's where I fantasize about going back for another glass of champagne.
I love
it's
it.
It's such a classy place that I will never set foot in. I refuse.
You wouldn't go
if
you were invited, no?
I mean, I would go if I was invited, but it's not like... I'm more of the, like, disgusting dive bar that people throw up on the floor of. Like, the drawing room in Los Feliz.
Oh, yeah, drawing room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the cash only. Oh, my God, the nightmares I have from that. I can never set foot there again. For those who don't know, is the place you end up at.
Yeah.
Because they open at 6 in the morning. Yeah. So it's essentially the place on a night when you're not going to bed and you're just drinking all night. And then you're like, where else can we go?
Yeah.
The drawing room's opening just now. Perfect.
But also, like, the drawing room has great karaoke. And the bartenders are really nice. Like, I sang karaoke there one night and the bartenders were like, you were so much better than we thought you were going to. The reason I took that as a compliment was because I sang Adele. I sang Rolling in the Deep and they're like, we heard that song and we knew you were going to do that. And we were like, this girl's going to suck. And then when you got, like, this girl's fucking, the bartender told me this. And I was like, okay, so I didn't suck? Or, like, are you saying that, like, I just exceeded your expectations barely? Or, like, what are we talking about here? Yeah, where are we on the scale?
I have two spots. One, because I'm a bruncher. And Mess Hall in Los Feliz.
Oh, I haven't been, but I heard it's great.
No, okay, if you like Bloody Marys, it is the best Bloody Mary I've ever had in my entire 47 years. It's homemade, and it's so effing good. It's so good, trust me. Even if you don't like Bloody Marys, you'll drink it, you'll be like, this is so delicious. And the food was good too, of course, but the Bloody Mary
good
was
good. Good oysters, right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
my
second place is in Inglewood, my home,
okay.
My little home in Inglewood. I know the family, and they're expanding. It's called Fiesta Martin.
Mm.
And it's a Mexican restaurant. And they come from a certain part of Mexico, which I forgot which part. But they've expanded to, they have like 4 locations now. They're taking over Inglewood. And it's packed every night. It's good food consistently. Very, very good. Not that expensive. I say, when you come to Inglewood, go to the airport, stop at Fiesta Martin on your way to the airport. 5 minutes from the airport. So stop there, set down in La Brea, and go.
I got married 8 years ago. I don't know any more hotspots. To me, a hotspot is now any place I can connect with Wi-Fi.
Right?
Or me as I just waft around the house.
Exactly.
Just moving my hotspot around from place to place.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Thank you.
All right. Well, enough of all this.
Yeah.
A celebration. Let's get to the real deal. Enough of this. What are we not thankful for?
Let's start throwing some shade.
There's plenty of things. What celebrity and celebrity couple are we not thankful for?
Mine's a celebrity couple. It's just a celebrity. Okay. Kylie Jenner. I hate her.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
I don't mind Kendall.
Yeah.
I don't mind the others. I've met Khloe. She was very nice.
Yeah.
A few people. I've danced with Kim at a couple parties in town in Las Vegas. She was fine. I just think Kylie is like a low red Kim.
Yeah, I want to shake her shoulders. Shake her by
the
shoulders.
She's 9 years old.
She's
always altering her face and trying to be like, I don't think she's authentic at all.
Yeah.
And that's coming from that family who I don't think is authentic anyway. but like Kendall, the opposite. I like her.
Oh, yeah.
She's much more
grounded. She knows herself.
But Kylie, I just can't stand her.
On that same...
But I wouldn't mind trying her lipstick.
The lip kit. It's like a kit.
Same ingredients as like other cheaper... brands, so.
On that same wavelength, the couple I'm not thankful for at all is Robin Chyna.
Oh my God.
What a dumpy
they
couple
did not
set
need
up to fail from the start.
Oh.
That poor child is behind the eight ball from day one.
Oh, I know.
Not
who let them reproduce?
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Who said that was okay?
Mike Pence.
He does believe in that.
Yes.
What else? What other couples are we not thankful for? People individually.
I have.
Let's
I guess
real.
It's kind of that family. I have Kanye. Every year, he just needs the arrogance that pours out of him. Did you see that interview on Ellen where he just like broke?
No, I did not.
Cat Wallen looked
yes.
right at the audience and like kind of scooted off the edge of his chair and was like preaching to them. It was the most uncomfortable 9 minutes I've ever watched. If you haven't seen that interview, look it up. And the whole time, Ellen's just looking at
wasn't
him.
Wasn't
like,
that for
wonder.
The summer months? I did see
the summer.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And then, of course, I have Donald Trump, but that's a given.
Yeah, that's a given. Yeah, that's a given.
Well, as far as couples, any couple on the Learning Channel, on TLC.
I love it.
And it was funny, too, because I actually had to look it up in time for this show, and they asked the TLC what they stood for. They say nothing now.
Yeah, you don't.
They say they don't stand for anything, although
that's true,
there was something, the Urban Dictionary. If you look at the Urban Dictionary, it says the call letters now stand for touching little children.
Oh,
I didn't make it up.
Oh, my God.
So
any couple that comes from there. Now, the celebrity scandal that really is like dark celebrity scandal, like, ooh, I hate to resurrect it, is Mark Salas. Well, from Glee.
Or Chopography.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even when they were reinvestigating, and I thought, please, please, let this not be. I sounded like Natalie Wood at the end of, like, West Side Story. No, let it not be true. Let it not be true. You know, but it was.
And yeah,
I didn't want that one to be true.
Yikes.
All
right, what TV show are we not thankful for? You know me, I always have a list.
I want to hear you.
You mentioned Speechless. I am not thankful for that show.
Okay.
I think that show. I can't stand Minnie Driver. I didn't like it from the start. The advertising for that was all wrong anyway.
Okay.
Then I watched the show and it was worse than I thought. Worse than I thought. And I'm not thankful for Jimmy Kimmel. I still have yet to see what. I'm more funny than him, and I'm not even a comedian.
Well, you are funny.
I don't care for him. No interest. Next.
Not even the mean tweets and all that. You're like, yeah, stuff the bits he comes up with.
Very unoriginal. Yeah,
well, then I will go in with Marriage Reality, Boot Camp Reality Stars.
Ugh.
No, I'm hooked on 90 Day Fiancé and Married at First Sight. I'm totally hooked on that.
There's nothing for me.
But the Marriage Boot Camp, it's like, these couples, they're not in trouble. It's all fake. It's like so fake. They come on the show, it's so, and they're always fighting and
it's
throwing.
It's too contrived.
And they let go of some male possible contestants that were fine.
Yeah.
Not just good, they're fine. It's like, no, what is his number? Just tell me where he is on Facebook. But that's not who's making the Married at First Sight show.
I think it's just time. The Wii TV, so it's just too fake.
Yeah,
they
very manufactured.
Wii TV just doesn't know what they want to be, so they're buying weird things and they're not working.
I agree with you on that.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
I have, so there's this new show, Haters Back Off, on Netflix.
Oh.
I looked at that show.
And I gotta give credit, because I'm pretty sure the main actress, like, wrote it herself or did something, so I obviously give credit to anyone who does that. I think that's the big way to, you gotta do it for yourself nowadays, so I give credit to anybody who does that, but it's just, I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. And because Angela Kinsey is in it, and a few notable cast members, I'm like, oh, maybe it'll be good. And it is just so painful. It's like a knockoff Napoleon Dynamite, which I hated in the first place.
It's just a cheapo.
So I was like,
it's very awkward.
Wait.
Yes.
What, a cheapo Napoleon Dynamite?
exactly.
Yeah.
That exists?
Yep. On Netflix.
And it's every time I go on to Netflix, the star rating has been lower.
No.
You know what I mean? Because like, the first two people that watch it that maybe liked it starts at 5 stars. It just goes lower every time.
Yeah. Lori, I'm dying to know, what is unfavorable to you in television?
I cannot think of anything because if it's unfavorable,
I don't watch it. Yeah, that's how I feel too.
Okay.
I'm like, I give it a minute and then no.
Yeah, it exists for like 30, 60 seconds and then I'm done.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
I'm going to completely agree with that and say, because I can't think of anything that I don't like. Well, I hate sitcoms, so is there any new sitcoms that came out this
year? Like Multicam? Is that what you're against?
None that you've watched, but check CBS out, because their whole new fall, like, James, Matt LeBlanc's, all their
most
new.
Of my friends.
Laugh tracks. They're filled with dead people.
Yeah, laugh tracks. Most of my friends.
Well, eventually, you will be listening to dead people laughing. And it's just too depressing.
Canned laughter.
Yes. True.
It is.
Very true.
CBS sitcoms are
most of my friends watch that stuff, and I'm just like, guys, please, no. Like,
I don't get Big Bang Theory. Sorry.
I never understand.
I try watching, don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, films that I'm not thankful for, anything Jonah Hill is in.
Yep.
He doesn't have a hair follicle of talent. I can't stand him. He lost the weight. Then he gained it back because he doesn't have any talent. He couldn't get any work.
That's true.
On that note, Sausage Party.
We just got the DVD. Should I watch it? Not watch it? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I didn't look at it, but I'm not. That is not a film for me.
Okay.
Nope. But a rope.
I did ask my husband because I can't think of any films that I didn't like again. Because then
I just don't watch it.
So he gave me a film that I didn't want to submit, but okay, I'm gonna. Miles Ahead. Don Cheadle's acted, directed, produced version of Miles Davis.
Yeah.
And then I remembered how upset he was when he watched it because it was such a missed opportunity.
Okay.
Here was a man who had a complex life, who beat women, and we know stories that have never shown up in some of the books, who there could be a wonderful, dark, Chet Baker-ish, because that was a film with Carmine Jogo this year also. But he chose not to make that film. He made it into a caper movie. So you see this amazing actor with this dark subject making it into a caper movie, chasing his masters to kidnap his masters. So I am sorry to say miles ahead. Lost opportunity.
I forgot that I unfortunately wasted 2 hours of my life earlier in the year seeing Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
I'm just going to say
I love the first one.
I'm not kidding you. It's, I don't know if anyone ever saw Aloha, but it's probably tied with that for the worst movie ever made. It is so bad.
It's sitting in my DVR now, Aloha, so I shouldn't watch it.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
Don't watch it.
Don't you dare.
What do we want to say about musician, artist, album?
I'm going to defend myself why I don't like Britney's album. Country, we have all of our things. I want to preface it by saying that I've been a Britney fan since you were a child. I mean, I was a Britney fan since 1998, 99. I have all her albums. Even I liked Blackout, even when she was going through a great time.
Blackout is one
great
of
album.
Yes,
it's a great album.
It's a piece of art. Yes.
Right. I mean, I like all of her stuff. This album, to me, I just felt was lazy. I felt I just didn't, the songs did not grab me at all. I really wanted to like it. After Work Bitch a couple of years ago, last year, I was like, I was ready. Even her one-off scene was like three, and I was like, I like her songs.
Yeah.
This album
the
just
new
did
direction
not,
didn't do it for you.
Didn't correct it.
I can
just,
that.
That's what it was. I love Britney.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just being like, oh, it's Britney. Ugh.
No, I love Britney. I love her. I want to see her in Vegas.
It just wasn't your cup of tea. I get that.
I was wanting to like it. I listened to it three or four times. I wanted to like it. It just didn't connect with me.
Mary J. Blige, what the hell happened to you? Mary J. Blige, she's doing anything and everything she can. She must need the money.
Well,
she does. She's getting a funky divorce from the man that she trusted
funky
everything to.
I guess
I love
as opposed to that good divorce.
You know that she even did the View theme song?
Yeah. I knew you hate that because you hate the View, Grant.
I am so upset by that.
The View's terrible. But
well, yes.
But now she's unhappy again, so her music may get really good.
Yeah, right.
She's on everything, and it's just like trying to just snatch and grab jobs. It's it's too bad.
She is a beautician on how to get away with murder.
Oh,
yes, she is.
That is sad.
Was that an under five?
Did she get a 10?
I agree with on that.
It's kind of sad. Isn't it kind of sad?
She's been in business for a long time. She didn't have to be thirsty.
Right. That's the same point.
Yeah, I agree with on that.
I have, for mine, I have the Chainsmokers.
Well, I'm thankful for that.
I kind of like them.
See, I'm not. Okay, their song, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Who told me?
Yeah, that's all right.
I love it.
So, one thing I hate is when people who get success trash on other people that have come and, like, done big things before them. So, I don't know what article it was or what magazine, but they were throwing shade at Lady Gaga.
Oh.
And for Perfect Illusion. Mm. And it's like, okay, you may not like it, but to be like, oh, it was just, I don't know, the way they were criticizing it. And then they also said of that song, what's their other big song with Daya? Was that her name?
Oh, Don't Let Me Down?
Yeah.
Don't Let Me Down. I think it was that one. They said they originally offered it to Rihanna, and
like
she turned it down. And so they were like, oh, but, you know, it's okay, because we got, like, a new artist. New artists, I feel like are willing to work hard, and it's like, you can't say stuff like that.
Yikes.
And my other gripe with it is their song Closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This isn't their fault, but I don't know if it's still on the top of the charts, but it was at number one for a certain amount of weeks, and it is only like 3 weeks away from beating One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, and I'm not okay with that. And all I wanted to do was bring this up, but it was like mid-election, and like there were more important things.
The song is like very addicting, though.
It is.
I hate myself, but I listen to it way more than I want to admit. Or when it first came out, I was like, on loop on Spotify.
Yeah.
I was like that and Let Me Love You. I was like, these two songs, they just get me.
Yeah,
I
like
the Chainsmokers back in the day.
I would say, they're
so I'm glad that
what was
I
their
like
first original?
This.
What was their first song that was popular?
Well, Selfie was the first that took off.
No, but before that.
Yeah, before I forgot.
Before that, I forgot.
Me too, I forgot.
I don't know.
But yeah, they were big a long time ago. But the thing is, I agree with you, now their EP of all their songs is out as a huge hit too. It's really big right now.
Yeah. I want to see them in Vegas.
I saw them in Vegas at Omnia.
Okay.
It was dope.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about what we are not thankful for here in LA. It's Hollywood talk after all. So what are we not feeling?
Chipotle.
The whole chain.
Nobody likes Chipotle.
No. Here's the opposite. I feel like every millennial I talk to likes Chipotle for some reason. And I'm like, and you said, good, I'm glad you're done. Because
I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like it too.
And you guys are all, and it's like, so for me, I'm like, I've gone there. I've tried it. To me, it's bland. I don't think there's anything good about it. It's not my chain places. I have no problem with that.
Right.
Just that, I mean, I think there's better Mexican or esque food. I'd rather eat a Del Taco or...
Oh, my. Yeah. Los Angeles? Traffic. Yeah. I want everybody who lives in those wintry states to stay there. To just stay there.
No more vacation.
Don't look at the Rose Bowl parades and the sun and come out here. Stay there.
Get out of here.
And then, traffic-wise, people that are just driving across or cutting into like double or quadruple solid lines. It's like, don't do it. And don't let them in, because now you have put all of the cars to the right of you and behind you in danger, because they did not see any sign that someone was going to zoom across those solid lines that you just let them into.
Yep.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm.
But see, I have something that someone told me once that changed my perspective on traffic in L.A.
Okay.
And he said to me, well, you're part of the problem. You're in it. You're part of the traffic. So what he said to me, it was a weird, simple thing he said to me that really stuck with me.
Yeah, but if you're in it, you drive smart, then you can.
But the point is, there's so many cars in L.A. It's a problem, period.
Right.
That, and L.A. so is now slow to try to change it with all these metros trying to build now. A little late for it. You should have did it a long years ago.
Yeah.
But to say, his point was just kind of like, you're part of, you're on there at 3:30 in the afternoon too, trying to get to North Hollywood. It's all kind of the, so it was a metaphysical thing for me. He said, so it was like, oh, I kind of have a different view on that now.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that they did a survey once on the people moving to Los Angeles after the Rose Bowl parade? The only year that people didn't flock was the one year when it was pouring, and the poor little redheaded co-host was just like out there in the rain because she was too old at that point.
Stephanie
was not allowed to be like under the shelter with her equally aged male host. And there was pretty little redheaded Stephanie Edwards out there in the rain. That year, people did not come to Los Angeles afterwards.
All right.
Huh.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
Yeah.
Speaking of rain, can I just say I'm over the rain room in the bro?
Oh, cool.
Is that LACMA?
That's, yeah. Well, I think the LACMA is the rain room, but the Broad in general,
like
I'm just over all the stupid art exhibits that everyone's like, oh, I'm going to the Broad this weekend. And
just
like,
so I can Instagram.
People come to visit me. They're like, let's go to the rain room. I'm like, let's not.
You have fun.
I'll send you there. I'll pay for you to go there if it means I don't have to go.
Yes.
Even the people at LACMA at the coffee place, because I was getting my chai, said, don't go. Really a waste. We've gone.
Yeah.
And it's just, unless you come with a crowd and you're taking photographs of each other, you just wander around having a nothing experience.
Yeah.
So I canceled.
Yeah,
it felt like I did.
We're not thankful for it.
Well, I'm not here for the Valley. I say that every year. I don't care for the Valley.
Same.
I try to stay out of there.
Same.
I work in the Valley, multiple jobs.
Yes, I'm over the jail.
I'm there 8 days a week, but I just don't care for it.
Same here.
I lived there. I can say this because I lived there. I'd enjoy it. It was always over the hill. I'm not okay with it. I'm just tired of it. I don't care for it.
When I was
period.
A kid, back in the early 70s, when they did desegregation, I was bussed out from Inglewood to Sherman Oaks every morning. And I hated it then, 40 years ago. Now I'm doing it again, going out there. Now I'm down like 3 days a week, going out to North Hollywood for AfterBuzz.
The Valley has no museum. No museum.
No culture.
I mean, I stay there 4 days a week with my husband. No museum. One bookstore. It's a cultural waste.
Ronald Reagan Library.
No culture. No culture. Because every week when I drive to AfterBuzz, I pass by that liquor store where Cher Horowitz was held up at gunpoint in Clueless. And it makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
I see that clown and I'm like...
That's so funny.
Yep.
Like you.
But that's the one thing I'll give the Valley.
To me, it's a
that liquor store.
I'll take it.
To me, it's a complete grid of red lights. That's how I view it. Can't get anywhere.
I have Scientology flyers. For what I'm not thankful for. I live near the celebrity center.
Oh,
and I get flyers
so
for like
bad.
Acting seminars underneath my windshield all the time. And I'm like, I'm going to burn it to the ground.
I can't believe it's still a thing.
It.
I thought going clear would destroy it.
I love talking Scientology on this show.
Leo Remini has a new
die.
Show coming out.
Yes.
On Scientology.
Yes.
Looking for
them.
Yeah,
they
can hear us.
They can get you.
I used to work right next to the Scientology center that was in Hollywood.
Oh,
yeah.
Fascinating.
Where did you work?
I worked at Enamel Shine, but the Sea Org people were always walking around outside and like...
The Sunset one?
Yeah. No, it's not... I want to say it's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, Hollywood.
Boulevard. Yeah. Oh, I'm fascinated by Scientologists. I wish I knew one. I just would get so much information. I'm so curious.
They won't tell you anything. They'll just try to convert you.
Well, not into that. I just like the dirt. But
yeah.
Anyway, well, we are thankful for as much as we are not thankful for. I don't think any of us want anything from Oprah's Favorite Things.
No.
Nope.
We're all saying no. Yeah. But we all will satisfy ourselves with the cocktail.
Yes.
So that'll do it for our Thanksgiving special. All right, guys, shout it out. Where can we find you guys? What are you doing real quick? Lori.
LoriMarlowe.com. LoriMarlowe.com. And Facebook and Twitter.
Nice.
You guys can find me across all social media at Jesse J. D'Angelo, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
You can find me at James Lott Jr. on all the interwebs, and it'll lead you to everything that I'm doing.
Most of my social media is under Stan Kovac, so if you really want to see that, then you can find me there. But my website is thechipsididn'teat.com.
I love that. Me
and
too.
You guys can find all this information beneath this episode. Thank you for keeping up with this extra long Thanksgiving special.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Peace. Have a good Thanksgiving, guys. Yes. Cheers to that.
Cheers
to that.
This has been Grant's Rants. Follow us on Twitter at Grant's_Rants. Cover art created by Howie Rone. Voiceover by Blake V. Media. Original theme music composed by Alexander Arntzen.